Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast. My name is Henry, and today in our metaphorical, because of COVID, studio, I mean, well, I couldn't really get him out here, even if it wasn't, but besides the point, in the studio, we have our great friend of the show, basically my second co-host, Jorge. How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for having me back on, man.
It's a pleasure to have you, friend. I always want your input on many subjects. It's always great to hear. Also, anyone told you? You have a soothing voice, bro.
You know what? I've actually heard a few people tell me that over the last, like, year and a half. The first, like, I think two times I heard it, I thought people were just trying to be nice because, like, you know, giving you, like, a random compliment. But then, like, I kept getting that compliment. So I was like, okay, maybe I got voice for the radio, I guess.
You do. It's very – it's like if you say something, I believe you. You could be telling me – it's like, yeah, the earth is flat. And then I'm just like, you know what? He might have a point. I have not seen, you know, the bottom part of earth, you know, it could be flat because of what you say.
Well, I'm going to try to use my powers for justice and talk about all the things that are real and true. And thankfully we have lots of real and true news to bring to people today.
Oh, of course we do. Today is a segment that I'm not used to really talking. I'm kidding. I'm used to talking all things pop culture. But well, let's be honest, I'm not the most well-versed in this subject. It is Marvel. Marvel's big announcements that came along with all of Disney and Star Wars. Today we're talking, you know, all the Disney Plus shows, the movies coming out, some other announcements that have been made. So let's just jump into it, guys.
Yeah, I mean, they unleashed like 10 projects the way that Star Wars did. So, and like Star Wars, they had, you know, movies and TV shows that they announced. And, you know, honestly, you know, I think I was telling you this to you the last time I was on. I kind of wish they would have broke up a little bit how they gave us all this news, because I was just like, that was just a lot of news for one day, man.
Oh, for real. It was literally just like a dumpster of news.
It was just like, here's everything, and they just like threw out the entire just can at you. I'm just like, listen,
I don't know how to react.
I mean, for me, if I was running the show, I would have had it like the, you know, the 25 days of Christmas, you know, like Disney style. Like, we're gonna give you a little bit of news every day for the whole month because we own the month of December. It's Disney December, like the end, and we'll just give you everything like one by, you know, a little bit each day,
yeah,
all the way up to Christmas. But that's just me.
I mean, that's actually a good marketing strategy.
I mean, yeah, you'd own the whole month. So, I mean, like, you'd be dominating the headlines every day, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, what I was thinking was they were going to do, like the DC Fandome event. You know, you remember that?
Yeah, that went pretty well.
It did, actually. My ass called off work for that, too. I remember that. It's no, boss, I can't come in. What's wrong? I was like, family emergency, and it was worth it. It was so worth it. But
no, I ended up just watching it, like, after the fact, but, like, I kind of wish I had watched it, like, while it was coming out.
Oh, it was fun. I mean, it's weird. You know, you're excited and you're for me, I was alone in my room, just like looking at a laptop screen, and I'm like, this is amazing. So I'm looking around. Oh yeah. No one's here. I'm just nerding out alone per usual.
But, that's some of the best stuff though.
Oh, for real. Also, you know, it hides my little giggle.
I mean, I have watched the last like two Marvel movies, the last two Avengers movies, like by myself, like at my house. Like, I actually ended up like seeing like their like leaked versions online before they came out in theaters.
I remember you told me that, and I was slightly disappointed in you.
I mean, I still went and saw them in theaters, but I just didn't want the spoilers, because I was just like, I know I couldn't get their opening night, and I just know how the internet is these days. So I was like, I'm not even taking any chances.
I guess, but still, it's the whole cinematic experience.
No, I hear what you're saying. I gotta tell you though, I've tried to watch things as quickly as I can before they come out, because I mean, I gotta tell you, if I had had, like, just going to the Star Wars, like, episode thing really quick, if I had had the Ahsoka episode, like, ruined for me before, like, I actually saw it, that would have drove me insane. Because I remember, like, when I woke up the next day, like, there was already, like, everywhere just, like, spoilers. And I was just like, man, I'm so glad I didn't wait to watch that episode.
Oh, for real. Look, like I tell you, bro, I wake up 5 a.m. for that. I'm like, nope, not, I don't go on Twitter. I don't go on this, nothing. First thing I do, Disney Plus, let's do this.
Yes. And so, you know, with that being said, I think, like, the first thing that Marvel is going to have coming out here is actually going to be a month from today, because we're recording this right now on the 15th. So Marvel's putting out WandaVision. And what have you heard about this show so far?
Well, it's, how would I say it? It's a lot of time. It's like between time and reality warping is what I'm seeing. It's going to introduce, I believe it's going to introduce a lot of multiverse type things.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know how much of this is true or not, but it sounds like, you know, from what people are thinking, because they had said, like, they're going to try to base this show off some of the comics. And I guess, like, in the comics, like, her, like, powers kind of, like, eventually grow out of control.
Oh.
And she can manipulate reality.
So, again, I'm not the biggest, like, I know more about DC than Marvel, but I do know a good amount of Marvel comics, and there's a whole, I forget, I think it's House of M, it's called.
Yes.
Where she basically says, she says a sentence, and with that she alters reality. She says no more mutants, and with that, most of Earth's mutant population is gone. Not a lot of kill, but, like, their powers are gone.
Right, and I think, you know, there's some speculation that they might do the opposite of that for this show.
Where the ES.
She speaks mutants into existence. Which I think that could be pretty crazy.
I feel like that's the smart way to bring, like, well, I don't know. Not, I won't say smart. It's a way to bring it in. But I feel like, because the X-Men have a lot of history. And if you just bring them in now, I don't know. It's
something. Yeah, it's going to be weird, but they also have the issue of, like, how do they explain where they've been if they don't do it?
Yeah.
You know, which is probably the same thing with the Fantastic Four. And, you know, it's just like, how are they going to explain that? But I'm interested to find out either way. I like the fact that they've already kind of told us that WandaVision is going to be connected to two movies directly. It's going to be connected to the new Spider-Man movie that's coming out at the end of this year.
And the Doctor Strange one.
And the Doctor Strange movie. So, I mean, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of multiverse stuff coming into play here. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, same. Again, I feel that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch were done so dirty in the movies.
Yeah.
Because those are top tier. First of all, top tier mutants in the comics. They are OP as hell, especially Scarlet Witch. So it's, they were done a pretty big injustice. Hopefully also, what is it, Aaron Taylor-Johnson? I hope he comes back as Quicksilver. See if he can redeem the character a bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see that. I'm not sure what they're going to do. I mean, I've been trying to avoid too many spoilers because I felt like I was reading up too much about, like, Spider-Man Far From Home. And then I feel like when I eventually saw that movie, I knew so much about what was going to happen that it kind of took it away from me a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Like, anytime, how would I say, it's a double-edged sword trying to get, like, the little knowledge. That's like, if you hear rumors and hear this, it kind of ruins a little, some stuff for you, because then you're there and you're like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. It takes away the little joy, you know?
Exactly. So I've been trying to just, like, keep us a smaller, like, look on these things. I'm not trying to, like, go and look for as much stuff as I was before, but yeah. So WandaVision's coming up, and then they also said that right after WandaVision ends, sounds like they're gonna go right into Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I literally have no idea what they're gonna do for this show.
I'm gonna be very honest, that's the one I'm least excited for, I believe, because again, I'm interested in the Winter Soldier. Had a good story in the movie. Falcon, never found him interesting as a character.
Yeah, I mean, they got my, like, interest because it's Marvel, and they've been on a pretty decent hot streak recently, but, like, as far as those two characters are concerned, I'm kind of like, I mean, I don't have any expectation, really, you know?
Yeah.
I'm kind of just watching it for the sake of watching it. I'm actually more interested to see what they're going to do with this Loki show that's going to be coming out right after that, which apparently is going to come out in May. It seems like they're having these shows, like, start right when the other one ends, which I think is pretty cool.
I like that format as well, because one, you like, we're about to have right now with The Mandalorian. You're going to have, like, oh, what the hell do I watch now?
Exactly.
But I'm seeing with this, it's the, okay, so I finished that story, on to the next, you know?
On to the next, and on to the next, and then a movie, too, because it sounds like they're actually going to release Black Widow, finally, in May of this year.
Oh, I deadass forgot that was coming out.
I forgot it was, too. Some people thought they were going to do the, you know, the premiere access on Disney Plus thing. But it sounds like they just squashed that idea. They were like, no, that's coming straight to theaters. Like, no, like, Disney Plus attachment to it whatsoever. So Disney must believe the vaccine's going to be good enough, because they're willing to just put everything in theaters. So,
I mean, they control everything. They had to know something we don't.
Yeah, they're probably in those meetings.
It's like they are at the CDC right now. Hey, so hurry up.
We kind of need to know. Let us know what you know. Okay. Thank you.
We're on a timetable here, champ.
Yeah, but I mean, so they also announced that Shang-Chi is going to be coming out in the summertime, along with the What If show. So they're both going to be coming out in July of this year. I don't know anything about Shang-Chi personally. Have you? Do you know anything about Shang-Chi?
I know very little, except he is the best hand-to-hand combat specialist in the Marvel universe, and supposedly it's what's his name, one with the really shitty show. No, you liked the show, didn't you?
Oh, Iron Fist. I didn't hate the show. That's kind of like, I feel like everyone hated Iron Fist. I was neutral about it. You know, like, that's how I felt about Iron Fist. I was like, I don't hate it, but I'm not in love with it either. I felt like the main character wasn't great, but I feel like a lot of his supporting, like, actors around him and actresses, I felt like they were pretty solid.
Yeah. No, again, I don't know too much about it. All I know is he's one of the greatest fighters in the Marvel universe. So hopefully some cool action comes from that. Some more hallway sequences, man.
You know what? I was reading like a little bit about like the villain in the movie, because I guess they're doing the actual Mandarin, who they kind of teased in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the Mandarin's supposed to have what's called like the 10 Rings of Power, which I think is why the movie's called The Legend of the 10 Rings.
Yeah.
And each ring is supposed to have like this like specific like power set. And they kind of almost sound like the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, these sound like some really powerful ass rings. And so, like, I don't know how any one person would fight somebody who had all these different powers that these rings have going on. Kind of wish I had thought to get all those rings kind of pulled up before this episode, but just trust me when I say, like, it seems like too much power for one character. I'm not going to lie to you. It seems like that'd be like an Avengers level threat, not like just one person.
Some random dude that knows martial arts.
He's going to save the day from a guy with 10 alien rings.
Well, that's basically Batman, if you think about it. It's like there's an apocalyptic threat with like the ultimate power in the universe. Send in the guy that knows karate. That's the premise to most Batman comics.
You know what? I got to say, you know, on a side note really quickly here. What did you think of just seeing Robert Pattinson in the Batman trailer?
You know, I'm gonna be very honest, bro. I was one of the critics, because I'm like, man, I like Ben Affleck as Batman, and to they stay still, and this is a controversial take. He is my favorite Batman, and
I don't know that it's really that controversial, because there's just the competition really isn't that high.
I mean, it's between him, Bale, and Keaton, I believe.
I mean, my favorite Batman isn't a live-action Batman.
Oh, we going Conroy, brother?
I mean, you didn't specify, so...
I mean, if we're going in, that's everyone's... If it's not, then you don't like Batman.
Right. So, I mean, when I think of Batman, I think of Conroy, probably because, like, just time spent. I mean, 2 decades?
It's, you know? Plus, probably, because he's still doing it.
Right. So I'm like, and he got to, like, show up in that in the crossover, Crisis on Infinite Earths. So I thought that was pretty cool of them to give him that, like, that little scene there.
Oh, definitely.
I was actually, it was a few scenes, but
anyway. I just didn't like what they did with the character. But again, whole other podcast.
Anyway, so yeah. Also, besides Shang-Chi, you got the What If show coming out. I was kind of on the fence about this at first, but I saw the trailer they put out a few days ago, and I think this is actually going to be pretty cool. So I'm definitely going to be a little excited about this. You've heard about the show? Do you know what it's about?
Yes. It's actually, they actually released comics about this as well. The What If universe. It's a lot of like, I believe there's, I'm trying to explain it. Well, they're like, you realize how there's so many different types of, storylines and universes and all this madness. Like there's a whole zombie universe of the Avengers. There's, there's one where Aunt May gets bit by the spider and not Peter.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of what if stories, and I'm really into it because I want to see Chadwick Boseman's final performance because I believe that's his final, like, screen nod, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is, it looks like it's gonna be him, in place of Peter Quill.
Yeah. So yeah, he'll be Star-Lord. So it'll be him leading the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I want to see what they do with Captain Britain. That looks cool too.
Yes. I got to tell you, I don't know how many people actually watch this show, but I watched all of Agent Carter on Disney Plus. Haley Atwell, I mean, I'm a fan. I'm not going to lie to anybody. I'm a fan.
Believe me, when I saw her pop on the screen, good God. I mean, I love her acting. Her acting is what I'm talking about. Nothing else.
Yes. Nothing else.
Nothing else. Not the stunning looks and amazing, beautiful voice. It's the acting.
Yes.
She did great as an actress. I'm just saying, I understand why Steve went back 70 years. I would too.
Yes. I'm allowed to have Hollywood crushes in our house here.
Of course.
I won't get in trouble. So, but she's definitely one of my Hollywood crushes. So, but no, honestly, that show though, like on, you know, just being real, Agent Carter's show is legit. Like no BS.
I have to check it out. I know little things of it. Like I believe the actual Butler Jarvis showed up in Endgame.
Yeah, so,
and apparently that was like the first time one of the Marvel shows crossed into the movies.
Yeah, no, I was surprised. I think I had just gotten Disney Plus and we had finished the first season of The Mandalorian. And I was like looking for reasons to keep the app. This was like a year ago, right?
Of course.
And then I saw Agent Carter on there and I just did the whole like, you know, one episode try thing and then just blew through both seasons. And by the time I was done with the second season, I was like, how did this show get canceled? Like, someone's got to explain this to me, but oh well. Yeah, moving on past What If, it sounds like what's going to come out next is they have Hawkeye, which I was surprised they went ahead with this show because I know that he had some controversy the last, like, few months.
Did you hear about this? Yeah, Jeremy Renner in general is a weird dude. Now, this whole year kind of showed that. By the way, are you purchasing his album?
No. Didn't need to think about that.
Yeah. Again, Jeremy Renner is a very interesting dude. His whole website was something too.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they kind of this is the way of letting him go in a non, you know, scandalous type of way, I believe. Like they're like, "Oh,
yeah,
we're still gonna have an Archer," which to this day I find ridiculous. No offense, Green Arrow. No, full offense actually.
It's
2020. It's true. A gun. no, never mind. I'm a Batman fan. No guns, fists. But anyways, it's a way of saying, all right, we're still gonna have an Archer. We're still gonna have like a little bit of comedic relief or whatever. in what's the actress's name? She was in Bumblebee. And I'm blanking, but
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh well. But yeah. But she's it's a way of letting him go, I believe, in a peaceful way, and then bringing her in. And also, it's a lot less problematic. It's the, all right, cool. Hey, here's a strong female lead, and we're getting rid of the toxic white man.
Yeah, well, I think they got hammered for lack of diversity, and I think they have, you know, done everything that they can except for cast a Hispanic character going into the future.
Yeah, I'm not even going to comment there, but...
But, you know, actually, with that being said, it sounds like they're going to have, I think, a couple Hispanic characters on Hawkeye, and I think another one in She-Hulk, but I think we'll have to get to that in a little bit.
As long as they don't make us drug dealers, I'm cool with what we get, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's also another conversation for another podcast.
Yeah.
But... So it sounds like, you know, Hawkeye's coming. They're going to do the whole Kate Bishop story. And it sounds like right after that, they're going into the Eternals, which will be coming out in November of this year. So, like, right now, like, we're talking, like, they're going to have 4 movies and 4 TV shows come out in 2021. Like, Marvel's going to be just popping off this year.
They took their little hiatus this year, basically, because what? This year, 1 movie came out?
Yeah. Yeah, well, no.
Nothing came out this year? I could have sworn something came out.
No movies, no TV shows. No, they because the last thing that came out was Spider-Man Far From Home, and that came out in July of last year, 2019.
Well, damn, so, yeah, they're coming back with a bang then, because, again, it was a whole year of nothing Marvel-related.
Yeah.
So, I feel Disney was like, all right, we took a break. Let's just shove it down there. Never mind, that sounded dirty. That sounded dirty. Let's just give them everything.
Well, it sounds like the plan moving forward, which is crazy to me, because like if you look at Marvel's timeline, they went from leasing 1 thing a year to 2 things a year. And then just like 3 years ago, they started doing 3 things a year. And people were like, is that too many comic book things for 1 year? And they were like, check this out. Here's 8 things a year. And that's going to be the standard moving forward. We're going to have 4 movies and 4 TV shows every year going forward. Deal with it.
And there's nothing we can do. it's Disney money, bro. They're like,
yeah, no one's turning that down. Okay, when Don Cheadle signs up for a show called Armor Wars, which I'm gonna get to in a little bit, like you know that like no one's turning down those checks.
Oh no, hell again,
unless you're John Boyega.
Well he. Oh, again, there's so many topics to talk about.
I'm saying, yeah, it's too much news, man. Too much news at once.
But
yeah, The Eternals coming out this year. This is probably the movie that I'm the least excited for because I don't know what the story is supposed to be. They're people who were like, I know that they're like enhanced. They were like humans that were manipulated by the Celestials. So like,
they're basically demigods.
Yeah, and they've been around forever, so they're gonna have to explain why they never showed up before.
Yeah,
and then I don't know when you have like two powerful of like you know characters, it's kind of hard to fit them in with normal people. Like it's kind of hard to put Captain Marvel next to Hawkeye in the same scene.
I mean, you could put anyone next to Hawkeye, and you wonder. I mean, you'd be Tony Stark next to Hawkeye, but I'll stop the slander. I'll stop the slander. It's not. I don't hate the character. I hate the actor.
The character is kind of something too. You know, the bow and arrow.
Again,
I mean,
it's like I took down 11 guys. All right, cool. Well, what are you gonna? I ran out of arrows, so y'all do what y'all got to do.
I mean, someone has to eventually explain where all the arrows come from, right?
I guess. I mean, he did.
Or they don't.
He, in one movie, I believe he said, I'm a dude with a bow and arrow. I don't know what I'm doing here. And I'm like, you're right. All right, yeah. You redeemed yourself a bit with that one line. But
this is all crazy.
But yeah.
Yeah, so Eternals, I'm not really sure what to expect from that. Do you know that much about the Eternals?
Dog, I know the bare minimum. What you said is what I know.
Yeah, so, there's not a whole lot to know.
They got that. Me hooked because they got Salma Hayek, so I'm in.
I just know that, like, right after the Eternals comes out, they're about to put out Ms. Marvel. And I'm actually kind of excited about that. Ms. Marvel is something that we've been kind of reading here. I didn't grow up like reading comics like that much. Like I was always like a, you know, animation or like movies kind of person. Yes. So I didn't really grow up reading comics, but like, you know, Jasmine started reading Ms. Marvel like comics, just the ones that came out in the last like few years. And she's been getting them over the last like year, I guess. And so I've been like reading them too. And I love Ms. Marvel as the character. I think that's probably gonna be a pretty cool story. And they are fast tracking this show because it sounds like it was originally supposed to come out in like the end of 2022. And now it's gonna come out at the end of 2021 because I guess they wanna have Ms. Marvel also show up in Captain Marvel too.
Probably. I just know Ms. Marvel from, well, I know of her from the comics a little bit. Like I said, on YouTube, I watch a lot of stuff, and I'm like, she's mentioned here and there. And then the video game that came out this year that sucked.
Oh, I didn't play it. Was it? It wasn't any good.
It had moments, but it's basically the same thing every other. All right, you have to get to this level and then fight a bunch of robots, and then fight one boss, and you're like, all right, cool. But you do that like 10 times, and you're just like,
okay.
And God forbid you go on side missions. It's just like it's the same thing except you're getting something else. I'm like, cool. I'm just gonna be the Hulk and smash everything for a little bit. But again, her powers seem interesting. It's like it's kind of like Mr. Fantastic on steroids, I guess, you know, with
basically
with super strength instead of just stretchiness.
Yeah, basically. So, but yeah, no, I definitely want to see where that show goes. And I'm also just really interested in how they're going to be tying all these different shows to the movies.
Oh, definitely.
Because, you know, having that tied to Captain Marvel too, which they gave, I believe they gave that a release date. Let me take a look here. So they're saying that it's just going to come out in 2022. Oh, no, November 11th, 2022. So they gave it an official release date. So that's pretty cool. But I, see here, I think the most exciting thing coming out at the end of next year, though, is obviously going to be Spider-Man.
Yes. How would I describe this? There is so much speculation. I don't know what the fuck this movie's going to be about. Because,
you know, all the like the memes going around saying, like, is Tom Holland even in this movie?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, a part of me is almost like, you know, this might be too much for one movie, depending on what they're doing, if these rumors are all true.
It's, first of all, every time there's an announcement on this new Spider-Man, I'm like, what is happening? Are we making another, is this part of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man? It's beautiful, but it's just...
It's chaotic,
and also back to the other point, I don't want you to tell me all this.
Yeah, I mean, like, especially when I heard about the whole like Daredevil piece, like maybe like he might show up in the movie. I'm like, you know what? I would have loved to have just been surprised by that. You know, like that's something like I don't know that I needed to know ahead of time. You know, especially because it's like I feel like. With certain things like that, like, it would just be really cool to just be, like, you have him just kind of, like, walk into the room, and then you're just like, oh, you know, shit, here he is, you know, like, that's really awesome, this, that, and the other, I just have no idea what they're planning on doing for this movie, because it just feels like they're doing all that multiverse stuff. You're gonna have Doctor Strange in the movie, like, Wanda might show
Dr. up. Dr. Octopus is in this movie.
They said the Sandman might be in this movie, and that Harry Osborn might be in this movie.
I'm just, again, it's... I'm not mad. If anyone's getting the things like, does he not? I want this. Believe me, I want this. It's the one, it's mad confusing. And two, don't spoil it. Let me be in the theater and geek the hell out, you know?
Listen, all I'm trying to say is that for them to do this movie correctly, if they're really doing this multiverse thing, it's got to be like at least 2.5 hours.
If not for longer. Real. If Hell, part at one, least. Part two, I don't know, but don't, if all these names are being said for like a 2 second, like in random universe glitch moment where you see on the side, hey, look, that's Alfred. Oh,
oh,
isn't that, yeah, Jamie? Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And not only that, but it's like, also some of the characters they were bringing up where I was just like, they were like, Emma Stone might be in the movie. I was like, wait a second. How?
That's the thing. Because again, Dr. Octopus died, bro.
They left that one a little ambiguous.
He's drowning on the bottom of the Hudson with the fake sun. How was that?
I mean, Emma Stone, we know was dead. And we also know that Harry Osborn is dead.
I mean, one got skewered and the other one, you know, snapped their neck. There's no humanly way possible of coming back from that.
Right. So I was like, how are they making cameos when... So, yeah, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Again, I want this. Believe me, this is... If there is one thing of Marvel that I consistently love, it's Spider-Man. Like that, he is on the level of love I have for... I'm not going to say Batman, but let's say Superman.
Right, so like second tier, like right below
that. Exactly. Batman. So actually, I like Spider-Man better than Superman. But see, there we go. It's
now we got a rating system.
It's a whole rating system going. But yes,
I'm smelling a future episode.
Oh, believe me, oof. I'm gonna piss a lot of people off with my choices, but I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the most excited about the new Spider-Man movie. I mean, just with all the news that we've gotten, and the fact that the first two movies were just good movies. There's no way around it. But now I'm going to have to put you on the spot and ask you to give me your favorite Spider-Man.
Oh, movies. Spider-Man 2, number one. It's like that's the best Spider-Man movie out there. Oof. Are we ranking them all right now real quick?
There's only seven. All right,
fine.
There's only
number seven. One, Spider-Man 2. Number two, Spider-Man 1. Number three, Spider-Man 3. Okay. Number four. Oh, wait, I forgot Homecoming and all of them. I was rating the... No, we're doing this another episode. So you put me on the spot.
So it's all good. It's all good. All right. So 2022, they're putting out, looks like, two more shows, Moon Knight and She-Hulk.
Which is the one I'm excited for.
She-Hulk. She-Hulk. I have not seen this actress because I didn't watch that show that she's in. I think it was called like Orphan Black or something like that.
Oh, I didn't either. I like the character.
The actress, I think her name's like Tatiana something. She's supposed to be playing She-Hulk. It sounds like Mark Ruffalo signed on to be the Hulk in the show, and they're bringing back the Abomination.
Wait, that's why I'm excited, bro. Oh my God.
Listen, I have ranked every single MCU movie that I've seen, and I like from like big best to worst. I got like an ongoing list. The Incredible Hulk is at the bottom.
I recall.
But I am interested to see what they'll do with the Abomination this time around, because I feel like it'll be a lot better than it was the last time.
Oh, definitely. With all the producers and all the like executives they have now, all the writers, I feel like they're going to do them justice. But the main reason I'm excited for this, for She-Hulk, is in the comics, she is famously known as being one of the first comic book characters to break the fourth wall.
I thought that was Deadpool.
She-Hulk did it first.
Oh, okay.
So I want to see if they're going to try and do that. But it's just, there's famous panels of She-Hulk breaking the fourth wall and making like little innuendos. And again,
got it.
I want to see if that's implemented in this. Plus, I have a soft spot for the Hulk, you know, because when I was a kid, that was a movie that I'd watch a lot. Now, looking back at it, it's a horrible movie.
The original Hulk, like the 2000
Eric
Hulk?
Bana and the one with Edward Norton. The Edward Norton one was all right. But the Eric Bana one, I understand, was not a good movie.
Yes. Yes. Have to, that also might be a great episode, like the worst comic book movies.
Me and Steven were talking about doing one of those. I'm down.
I'm down. I think we'd have some different lists, so I yeah, that'd be pretty fun. But I am interested in seeing Moon Knight come out. They did not officially announce Oscar Isaac, but it sounds like he is going to be the Moon Knight. And he kind of just seems like they're going to, like, it's going to be a show around, like, a guy who has, like, multiple personalities, but he's also, like, an Egyptologist who he's going to be spending a lot of time, like, studying, like, ancient Egypt runes and stuff like that. So, I mean, that sounds interesting to me. And it sounds like they're trying to tie this show, Moon Knight, to their future plans for Ghost Rider and for Blade.
From what I know of Moon Knight, he's a schizophrenic Batman, which is I'm interested in, because one, I love that topic of mental health. In it's like, because even the most powerful people, they're fucked up, and Moon Knight is really fucked up. So
I've seen that too.
So what I'm saying, like I said, it's a schizophrenic Batman, and I'm all in.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited to see where that turns. And it sounds like just the last of the TV shows here, they announced, we were talking about this earlier, Armor Wars. This is something I know literally nothing about, like just Jack. I know that I was happy to see this because I felt like everyone was getting either a movie or a TV show besides Don Cheadle. And I was sitting here just like, where's Don Cheadle's like show or movie? Yeah. Like, come on. Like, someone give Don Cheadle some kind of love. And then he gets his own show. I'm happy for him now. I have no idea what they're going to do with Armor Wars. I didn't read any of those comics. So
from the premise I guess, Tony, in the comics, one of Tony Stark's worst like fears is that his armor gets into the wrong hands. And in the comics, he's out there battling that, you know, the people that have stolen some of his tech and some of his suits. But in this, it's, well, he's dead. And, you know, we're going to have to, I don't know. I guess, I forgot his name. Don Cheadle's character.
Yeah.
Rhodey is going to have to take his place in that. And like, hey, some people have stolen his suits, his tech. I'm going to have to, you know, still like stand up for my dead boy. Exactly. And I believe they're going to introduce because in the comic, I think literally like 5 years ago, they introduced the female Iron Man.
Well, it sounds like they're going to, actually, that's a great segue, because it sounds like they're already going to do that with what's it called, the other show they announced called Ironheart.
See, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so the character's name is like Riri Williams, I think, and like she's going to create a suit similar to Iron Man's, and she'll call herself Ironheart. Again, don't really know that much about it, but it just seems like just a way to have Iron Man kind of like going forward with somebody else without them having to pay Robert Downey Jr.'s salary.
I mean, yeah. Also, he's getting up there in age, man.
I mean, you say he's getting up there in age, but he's still significantly younger than the next person who got a new show, Samuel L. Jackson, who somehow also got a show.
I believe Samuel L. Jackson has been cloned various times. He died back in the 50s. That man is always working, and he stayed consistently 50.
I mean, I don't know like how he's in all these things that he's in. I remember like reading a stat one time that like from like 1990 to 2000, like no one was even close to in as many like movies and TV shows as he was in.
I believe that.
Like it was like some absurd number. Like he was just doing so many projects, and he like hasn't really stopped since then either. I mean, I feel like The Rock is trying his best to catch up.
No. The thing is, The Rock is big blockbuster money. Samuel L. There was a point where he wasn't blockbuster. He was in anything, and he was fine with himself getting killed.
Yeah.
He's still fine with himself getting killed.
I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes. Yeah, no, he was in anything. So, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is going to be in Secret Invasion. I think the way they've talked about this show, this could actually be like almost like a Captain America Civil War with how many people they have in this show. Because it sounds like they're going to have a lot of different like other stars from the MCU kind of branch in here. Because the premise is that so they're going to be bringing back the one Talos character from Captain Marvel, one of the good Skrulls. And they're going to be going around looking for, I guess, evil Skrulls who have infiltrated different levels of, I guess, like the world, you know, like on Earth, and they're kind of hunting down those scrolls.
Oh, the comic arc of it, the whole story, it's crazy too. I'm not in depth with it, but from what I do know, there was one, like, there's this famous image of when they find out Elektra's a Skrull and they kill her.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah. And it's crazy because that half the team is infiltrated. I believe Captain Marvel was a Skrull. I think there was once where it was Iron Man. They unmasked Spider-Man and he's like, oh, it's Peter Parker. No, they stab him. It's a Skrull.
You know what? I just realized that they literally could bring anyone back from the dead way. Yeah. Like, oh, Black Widow didn't die. That was her Skrull.
Jesus. I mean, but yeah. So there's also a super Skrull that keeps all the powers that it has transformed into. That was mad corny, I remember, but maybe.
I mean, we're about to find out.
Yeah, right? So I'm interested. I want to see what they do with that, because you realize that it's either going to be out of the park or they're going to really mess it up.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely interested to see how that turns out. I mean, I feel like it could be a really great show. I'm just kind of wondering, like, Kevin Feige's done a pretty good job at, like, balancing, like, all the stuff going on from all, like, the Marvel things that have been going on over the years. But he's going to have to go from, like we were saying earlier, like, balancing 3 projects a year to balancing 8. So I'm just like, that's just a lot of things to be kind of, like, keeping track of, because you're like, okay, this has to tie into this, and this has to tie into this, and this has to tie into this. I'm just like, that's a lot of work for one person. So I hope it turns out well. I hope they're not doing too much.
How would I say this? I have faith in it, because when was the last dud of the MCU?
I guess it depends on who you ask. I mean, for me, the last dud was Thor 2.
Yeah.
Which was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, and then now Taika Waititi's basically in charge of Thor, so we should be fine.
Yeah, I was excited because I heard that, you know, speaking of the movies coming out in 2022, Thor, like Thor
Love
4.
Love and Thunder.
They got Christian Bale to be the villain. So I'm here for that.
Grohl, I believe is his name.
Gore.
There we go.
Yeah, Gore the God Butcher. Which I'm just like, that's a pretty bad.
I read up a little bit on his backstory, and he's a man that was his family's killed, and he didn't believe in gods or God at all. And then once he sees two gods fighting, he's like, yo, why the hell didn't y'all protect me? We prayed to you, we did all this. So he gets like a kind of a symbiote type thing.
Oh, okay.
And starts killing gods.
That could
so
be fun.
I like the premise. It could be, and again, that's me butchering the explanation like crazy, but it's still very interesting, you know?
Very interesting. I also like the fact that, you know, it sounds like they're going to have the Guardians show up in the movie as well. So that could be fun.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm interested to see how that turns out. But yeah, so Doctor Strange 2, Thor 2, Captain Marvel 2, Black Panther 2, which I don't know what they're gonna do with that now.
Well, in the comics they do pass the mantle down to Shuri.
Shuri. Yeah. I figure that's what they would do. I just wonder how they're gonna do that and like what the story's gonna be.
Yeah,
now,
you know.
I was hyped for what Black Panther 2 was supposed to be. Because I heard what their plans were before Chadwick passed. And it sounds like they were going to introduce Atlantis in this movie.
Oh, because, my vague knowledge, Wakanda and Atlantis have a very big rivalry. Namor the Submariner and Black Panther do not like each other.
Right. And also, it sounded like they wanted to. It sounded like they wanted to introduce like mutants, like in like one project at a time. So like you weren't getting them all at once. You were kind of like getting them scattered all over the place. And it sounded like they were going to have you know, T'Challa end up meeting Storm, because I guess she would had like a, she was like the queen of like an African tribe that like bordered Wakanda.
And also in the comics, they get married.
Well, there's that. So I don't know if that's going to turn out.
Yeah.
Now,
but... it's, again, this one, they have to be a lot more careful with than most of the other properties.
Right, right. Especially just given how that, you know, just given how he passed. Yeah.
And, you know, a good way to honor him, you know, but not, how would I say, like, it'd be the worst thing ever if they did an off-screen death for him, you know? Like, oh, the king died doing this, or, and like, oh, it's kind of a shitty way to say, oh, he's not going to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably one of those things where, you know, Kevin Feige kind of went to Ryan Coogler, the guy who's like writing the movie, and probably was just like, listen, whatever you think is cool, we're just gonna let you do it, because we probably don't want
to. We ain't trying to fumble this bag, man.
Yeah, so that's all you. But, you know, I think the last thing to talk about for Marvel is Ant-Man 3 is going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
And there, I believe they're introducing the MCU's next big bad.
I think so, too. The dude's name is Kang the Conqueror. And he's supposed to be like a time-traveling villain.
And
so...
No, I was about to say, I think I also believe he's more of a Fantastic Four villain as well. So that might be another way to introduce the first Marvel's first family as well.
Right, which we haven't talked about that yet, but it sounds like they got at least the director for that movie, which is going to be the same dude who did the Spider-Man movies.
And... Wait, which ones? The Amazing Spider-Man or Sam Raimi?
No, the newest Spider-Man movies.
Ah, well.
The guy who did Homecoming and Far From Home. Solid. Yeah, John Watts. Actually, they got Sam Raimi to do Doctor Strange 2. I don't know if you got that one or not.
I might have heard that. Again, I apologize to all my listeners. I am not that caught up with Marvel stuff.
We are getting caught up right now.
There we go.
Now,
there we go, y'all.
Right now. But yeah, no, the Ant-Man 3 movies got me excited, especially when they announced that Kang was going to be in the movie, because I feel like, you know, I've been wondering who the next, like, big villain's going to be. That feels like that's your candidate right
there. Oh, definitely. I don't know too much about him, but I do know that he has, like, the ability to kind of fuck up reality if he wanted to.
Yeah. And I think, actually... I don't know this for sure, but I feel like in the comics he was actually like a descendant of like Mr. Fantastic.
Oh shoot, really?
Yeah, like I think he's like great great grandson or something like that of Mr. Fantastic from the future.
It's that whole thing, because again, I think Franklin and Sue Franklin's their son. Franklin Richards is the son of Reed and Sue, who is like basically got a mini god in the Marvel universe as well. So maybe like a descendant of his as well. I don't know. It's a lot you can do with the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're going to do with the Fantastic Four when they bring them in, but it sounds like they probably don't either.
Tell me a time that they did know what to do, man.
I mean, it's a great question. I feel like they're still figuring all this stuff out like right now, which is like why they're not giving us any information. They're just like, listen, we're kicking that one down the road.
We got the logo, number four.
Yeah, we'll get back to you in a few years. All right, just for now, here's eight things coming this year. You want more?
You want more? Here, a number four. Don't ask any questions.
Yeah, they didn't give us any information on Blade, but like I was saying,
I noticed they did like a little pass by. It's like, yeah, Blade's still happening.
Yeah, like I think Kevin Feige came out later and was like, "We'll give you information on Blade pretty soon." And I was like, "Listen, I'm just not in a rush. Nope. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on here. I mean, as it already stands, I said they were going to do 4 movies a year." They're already switching that up in 2022. They got 5 movies coming out in 2022.
I feel like that's a little bit of, well, this year we were supposed to have 2 movies this year. We were supposed to have Black Widow
yeah, and the Eternals.
So I guess that's a little, they're playing catch up a bit, you know?
Yeah, and they probably are going to be doing that for a few years, but I mean, I don't think I'm going to, I mean, I doubt that it's going to be too much for me.
Oh, it's not, it's never enough for me, man.
I wish that Kevin Feige would just like, just kind of just like take the baton and go work for DC for a minute.
That's a whole debacle in itself over there.
I mean, I wish they just had some more cohesiveness with DC. Cause I feel like, you know, like maybe you feel differently. I don't know, but like, I feel like DC has the better properties. They just don't have a vision.
I feel like they had, or how would I say, they have too many visions, you know? Then some people, the people in charge were just dicks as well, who wouldn't listen to the right people. Like the whole Joss Whedon situation and Jeff Johns as well. As like there's a whole investigation going on with them, so I don't even know.
Right. Yeah, and I heard what Ray Fisher was saying about that. And yeah, I mean, that's a brave thing for him to do. He might have some hard time finding some work.
He pulled a John Boyega, but it might not have paid off as much.
No. I mean, we'll see what happens here. Are you excited for the Snyder Cut coming out?
Ha! Whoa! Sweet molasses, brother. I'm trying not to say all the words, because the words that I want to say are going to get me canceled. Not canceled. I'm not saying anything weird. But anyway, it's just inappropriate. It's fine. It's the point of that's equivalent to sex.
Okay. Because I saw that they were like, it'll be coming out in the next few months. And I was like, oh, they're almost done with this. And so when they said 4 hours, I was like, listen, all I'm trying to say is, that is perfect, because there's just too often where I feel like they want to take movies like this and they're like, oh, we have to shrink them, we have to cut them, we have to bring them down. I'm just like, no, let them breathe. Like, let me have some more. Like, I mean, if you're enjoying something, you don't care how long it is, especially when you're splitting it up into definitely. Episodes.
And then the fact that it's going to be an R rating now, I'm kind of interested. Well, I'm very interested in that. I'm like, oh. My goodness. And they even say, yeah, Batman's dropping an F-bomb. I'm like, you know what? I'm here for it.
I don't see any issue with it. I mean, we all saw how
exactly.
Deadpool
plus,
worked.
We got a little sneak peek of him, you know, about to die at the hands of oh my God. No, don't leave me. I was about to say Darkseid. That's not Darkseid. Doomsday. And when we had that little oh shit moment.
Right. Yeah, so I'm excited to see how the Justice League, you know, Snyder Cut turns out, man. I hope it just leads into a bunch of just better things for DC. I mean, I've heard about the news coming out for the Flash movie. There was a lot of like just news running around that. So, I mean, I hope good things come out of that, because the Flash movie's been delayed so many times now. I'm gonna. I'm not even going to mention that.
It's like after four directors and saying we're doing this, I'm like, I'm excited for certain things, but I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket.
Right. Yeah. They've told me that movie was coming a few too many times by now.
I won't bag on my beloved DC universe.
Did you hear the report that they were saying that, that Ben Affleck might be like getting his own show on HBO Max.
Now? Also, did you hear what Joe Manganiello said would have been Ben Affleck's Batman? So
what?
Again, folks, sorry, little side note. I love DC more than everything. So
Marvel,
of course, it's like you can't have a Marvel. If I'm in the episode, I'm bringing up DC or Star Wars, one of those. But yeah, so. They interviewed him and they said, yo, so what was going to be in Ben Affleck's Batman? What was it going to happen? He's like, well, Slade Wilson is trying to get to Batman. So he starts killing people he loves. And he starts to play mind games with Bruce slowly and like methodically getting to him, like to the point where he's driving Batman crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? So basically, they're saying he might have been killing members of the Bat family or just people he. Oh, I'm saying the way he is. If you have time, look up that little interview he did, and it's crazy the things that we were gonna see that we were robbed of.
I mean, the thing I was confused about, right, was that when I was hearing the Flash news, they were saying that, like, oh, they're going to have Ben Affleck come back for this movie, and it'll be, like, his send-off. And then, like, a week later, they were like, scratch that, he's getting his own show. And I was like, wait, what? So which one of these is true? Like, is he getting his send-off in The Flash, or is he, like, coming back?
I believe they signed him on for about 3 more movies.
See?
Yeah,
no one knows.
I don't want to see him go. I like him. I also like the fact there's going to be Pattinson, Robert Pattinson, bro. Yeah. You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Pattinson's got his own movie. Like, he was apparently going to get multiple movies. They were saying that Michael Keaton has signed on for multiple movies. They were thinking about casting a Batman for the Joker movie. So I was like, bro. How many and then they were thinking about possibly doing a Batman show for CW. Like, they're trying to pitch a Batman.
I mean, yeah,
because
the Batwoman show was just a whole shit show.
Listen, that could be his
Oh my god! I like how this start. We were like, this is a Marvel episode. It ended with us speaking about Batman, and you know what? That makes my heart happy.
Listen, Marvel. Right now, you know, like it's kind of like Coke and Pepsi. Like, you don't appreciate Coke unless you have Pepsi to compare it to. I appreciate Marvel so much, not because DC is terrible, but because DC just feels like they don't have a direction right now. Like, I want DC to succeed.
Also, you know, quick controversial I really do. Take, being from Atlanta, I prefer Pepsi, and that's blasphemous.
Oh, I mean, I don't, but. You know, I've never hated Pepsi though. You know, I feel like some people hate Pepsi. I'm like, if people offer me Pepsi,
I mean, I just find it a bit sweeter. I don't know,
especially with cherry. Pepsi.
Cherry Coke's also very dope. Again, side note, just saying. I'm committing treason against my kind.
What is your favorite song?
Oh, Mountain Dew.
Sunkissed.
That was the most random. What?
It's gotta be orange soda.
This is why I love talking to you. The takes you give. It's like, what was the highlight of this episode? This motherfucker said he likes Sunkissed over every other soda.
Yes. It's 100% true. I mean, there was a time where my favorite soda was Vanilla Coke. Like, that was the top for a long time, but orange soda.
All right.
Sunkissed.
I'm just making sure.
Yes. But
on that note, before, you know, it gets even crazier and you say some random off-brand chip you like more than everything. We wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening to our thoughts on the new slate of Marvel shows. I feel like we missed like one or two though.
We did. I didn't mention the I Am Groot show, which is going to be just like a bunch of short little mini like episodes about like just baby Groot doing cute things, I guess. And then they're going to do a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. But I have no idea what that's going to be. So I just didn't even touch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I. No comments. I'm just leaving it there. No comments.
Nope.
Moving on. It's a man. It's a 50 something year old man saying I'm Groot. I'm fine.
Listen, Vin Diesel may or may not be just like the total like definition of like America. I mean, because, like, he got Marvel to pay him millions of dollars to say one sentence over and over again. I mean, like, that's just... By the way,
he also has an album. Just letting you know, Vin Diesel sings.
Did you know that he was able to convince Universal to give him the rights to the Chronicles of Riddick movies just to make a cameo in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
I'm sorry, what?
So back in like 2006, right? They were having a hard time, like, they're having a hard time promoting the third Fast and Furious movie. And because after the second one didn't do as hot, because, you know, Vin Diesel wasn't part of it, right? Now, Vin Diesel had created the Riddick movies, but he didn't own the rights to them. Universal did. And so Universal also had the rights, also owns the Fast and Furious movies. And so they asked him to do a cameo in Fast and Furious 3 to help the movie out. So they could, like, play it in the trailers and all that. And they were like, and he was like, if I do this cameo, I want the rights to Chronicles of Riddick back. Like, I want them, like, for myself. And they gave him the rights to those movies for him to just do that one cameo scene.
Who is this man? This is the man that picked beef with The Rock. He's insane already.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's because of family. God,
don't get me started. We're going to space because of family. What? Get the space. I'm done. Anyways, what was the other one we missed before I start slandering Vin Diesel more?
Hey, Fast and Furious 9 is coming out this year.
I don't care.
You know, we covered all the TV shows. We covered all the movies that are coming out. I mean, besides Blade, Fantastic Four, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3, because they don't have dates.
I believe the holiday special is also something they're working on.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
I don't know anything about it. Just hopefully it's nothing like the Star Wars holiday special, and we're fine.
When they said holiday special, I immediately was like, nope, next.
Yeah, I mean, hey, the Lego one is not bad at all.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
But, yeah. All right, that was your Marvel news. I say as Batman, Vin Diesel, and other things were brought up instead of, you know, actual Marvel content. Jesus Christ, I need to work. I need to catch up.
Hey, we gave him an hour of Marvel conflict. I mean, you know, content.
I mean, there's going to be conflict after everyone's like, this man knows nothing. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a fraud.
We knew a lot of stuff. You know, we even gave him the hot takes on orange soda at the end. Because, you know, who loves orange soda?
Jorge, I'm not even going to start with you on that. The fact that you didn't say Fanta. You said Sunkissed.
Listen, I can't promote Fanta because, you know, it's Nazi Coke.
And on that, we're going to end this.
You've heard about this, right?
Jesus Christ.
I got to tell you the story.
Listeners, this is going to be a long one, but it's worth the wait at the end.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to keep it short. So in World War II, right, America asked all of its companies to pull out of Germany because they were at war, obviously. Coca-Cola was like, okay, we'll do that. But before we do that, we're going to start a new company, and we're going to call it Fanta, and we're going to leave it in Germany during the war so that we can continue to make money in Germany during the war, but we'll technically be pulling out of Germany. So they created Fanta so they could keep making money over in the Reich during World War II. And then after that, you know, when the Berlin Wall was put up and all that stuff, so they can keep making money in East Germany. So that's why they call it Nazi Coke. I hate
the
fact
that the first image that came to my head was Hitler sipping on a Fanta. Oh my god. Well, fun facts. Wow, so you just, oh my god. So what was Hitler's favorite drink? Fanta. Nope. All right. Again, now I have to end it on that shitty joke. Jorge, plug yourself before I cry.
Yes. Thank you for having me on again. I am a co-host with my lovely other co-host, Jasmine Sherman. We have a podcast called Flip It and Reverse It. Come check us out. We have content about Marvel and sometimes Star Wars and sometimes musicals. I mean, we got all kinds of stuff. Just come check us out. Look through our episode list. You'll find something that you like. Occasionally, we even talk about sports because
that's a thing. By the way, just a quick side note, I hate you. You eliminated me from the fantasy playoffs. I hate you. Anyways, back to the main point. Go check them out. I'm occasionally on their podcast. You know, I give great insights. You know, I'm a professional. And if you love this beautiful voice, listen, I'm on there.
Hey, Henry, when he came on to our podcast to do the Star Wars episodes, blew it out of the park, man. Go check out those Star Wars episodes.
Yes, please do. And give them a 5-star rating as well as me, you know, if you think I've earned it. Even if I didn't, please give me 5 stars. I need more likes and stars.
It's the season of
giving.
There
we go. Where's your holiday spirit?
Yes. So,
yes, please leave a 5-star review. Go check out Jorge and the homie Jasmine. And remember, it's pizza time. Hitler likes Fanta.